Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am so blessed to be here. We're here with two of our best friends on the earth, and that is Pastor Jim and Kathy Martin. We were at a conference with them last year. And they could not stop talking about you. You have a place in their heart like nobody else. And we are so glad to be here. So after this year, you'll have a place in our heart. Like nobody else. Hallelujah.
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 Thank God for good interpreters.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we all get to heaven. I can't wait till we all get to heaven. We'll speak one common language there. Amen.
Amen.
The perfect language.
Yeah.
Kenya's language.
Kenya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I want to read this. This is not the scripture I'm using to preach by. But I believe the Lord wants us to believe this during this conference. Luke 4, 18. The Lord said, Jesus was speaking, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now, I don't say this about myself, but I say this about the Lord. How many of you believe and have faith that during this conference, that the anointing is going to increase? Hallelujah. Those that are poor in spirit, that's those who need salvation, are going to be saved. He's going to heal the brokenhearted. If you are here in this conference, before you go home this week, there's going to be some major healings in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not just in your body, but inside your emotions. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God wants Kenya saved? Thank you, Jesus. We are believing for America to have a major revival. Are you believing for Kenya to have a major revival? In America, we know this. It's not going to be through politics. Our government can't do it. Only one can do it. The risen Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to see him heal the brokenhearted. To set at liberty those that are bruised. This is the acceptable year. Now Jesus was speaking and saying this. This is the acceptable year. This is the acceptable year. Hallelujah. This is our time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with me one more time and lift your hands. Say these words with me, Father. I thank you that this conference has been ordained from heaven. We receive all your blessings, all your healings, all your manifestations in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Pastor Jim was teaching so wonderful today on the line-on-line precepts of the Word of God. So that's what we're going to do some more tonight. Some things are simple, but we're building line-on-line. We're building line on line. Turn with me to John. Chapter 3. Verse 1. Did you get your Bibles? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Chieng' moro japarisai moro ma nyinge Nikodemo mane jaduong' Joyaudi nodhi Yesu gotieno mowachone niya, Rabi, wang'eyo ni in japuonj moa ka Nyasaye nikech onge ng'at manyalo timo honni mitimogi mak mana ka Nyasaye nikodhi.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yesu nodwoke niya, adiera nile wacho ni ka ng'ato ok onyuol.
Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? This man had a good question for Jesus. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He asked the question, how can a man be born the second time? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And all the women said, oh no. No. Jesus said this in verse 5. True, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. When Jesus said that which except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. What he was saying was this. Born of water is your first birth. Meaning this, your mother and father gave you your first birth. But only the Spirit of God can give you your second birth. Amen. When He comes in, He does something that only He can do. He recreates your spirit. Now, this is very important for this week. Because one of the things that He does from the very beginning, He puts inside of you an ability to understand the mysteries of God. Before you knew Christ, this word would have made no sense to you. Once you get born again, this invisible spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, He comes into you. He gives you the second birth. Once you're recreated, something very powerful happens to you. You have the ability then to be taught of God. How many want to be taught of God this week? We're going to another level. We're never going to be the same again. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. More familiar verses. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What he's saying here is this. When you got born again, you became a new creature on the inside. How many of you know you didn't change places where you lived? You didn't lose any weight. But something happened on the inside. All things became new. What became new? He says here that all things are of God. Everything that happened to you at that moment became what God is to you. You became a new creature. You not only knew God, but you had the ability to begin to understand God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are going to train. God is going to train all of us. He's going to do it through His Spirit. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verses 16. Jesus said this. He's teaching His disciples. And I will pray the Father, And he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The word comfort means, or comfortless means, I will not leave you as a orphan. How many of you know that we've not been made orphans? When we got born again, all things became new, and we received the Holy Spirit in this measure. We got a new nature, a new being on the inside, a new person, I should say. But he says, I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. But he also is our teacher. As Pastor Jim ministers this week, as the Holy Spirit ministers this week, you're going to hear things that the Holy Spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit. Verse 26 says, in the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Once we got born again, we received this teacher. We have the spiritual DNA to understand the things of God. The Holy Spirit is the one who can keep us on track. But this word is what he teaches. He bears witness with what? Only this word. Not man's traditions, but only the word of God. That's why it's so important to take this word and continually hide it in your heart. The word says this, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, but this is our textbook. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I won't know other textbook but this textbook. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Colossians 1, verse 25. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know we're going to receive miracles this week? Amen. He said this in 25 through 27. Paul says, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given unto me to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest unto his saints. Yes,
Kendo tich maduong' mane omiya en kelonu wach maber kendo elonu tiende malong'o. En wach mane osebedo kopandi nyaka nene nitie gi mathoth kuom gik mang'eny to koro oseele ne jo Nyasaye.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory, which is the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal mysteries this week. Hallelujah. Through the power of his word. It's going to come through that teacher. Not us teachers. But the teacher. Which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. One of the things that we know. That if the Holy Spirit can get turned loose in you. If he can get turned loose in me, all things are possible with God. I don't want to be where I'm at now next year. Hallelujah. Look at your hands. Say this. These hands are called to miracles. Jesus said, we will lay hands on the sick. They will recover. We'll cast out devils. And they will leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you. But these hands are not doing everything they're supposed to be doing. They need a whole lot more healings. A whole lot more devils cast out in the name of Jesus. Something has to change. The Lord wants us to change from glory to glory to glory. That's going to happen this week through the mysteries of God's word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know a way that he starts those mysteries. We're not going to go into it long tonight. 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul said this. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. But he says this in verse 2, but rather that you may prophesy, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries.
Moloyo moko duto to mich mag roho bende nyaka odwan. Wes ang'wen wacho niya, ng'at madhomo gi dhok mayore yore to konyo mana en owuon, to ng'ama ulo wach moa kuom Nyasaye to tiyo kanyakla mar jo Kristo.
Say it with me once again.
Wach koda kendo wach mawacho ni.
This is my textbook.
My textbook na.
My teacher.
My japuonj na.
Is the Holy Spirit.
En roho there.
He wants to get over to me. The mysteries of God. So that I am changing. From glory to glory. One of the ways that he does that. He begins to reveal mysteries to us. Paul said, he who prays in an unknown tongue speaks not unto God, speaks not unto himself, but unto God. In the spirit, he's speaking mysteries. We're going to speak mysteries, but we're going to receive the revelation of those mysteries. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you speak in tongues?
Wave at me.
You pray in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you don't pray in the spirit? You have not yet received the baptism of the Spirit. Several over here. How many more? Is there several back there? How many believe tonight that God would fill these people with the Spirit? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Would you like for us to pray for you? For the baptism of the Holy Ghost? So for the rest of this conference, you're speaking in tongues and receiving the baptism of the Spirit? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand together. There were those who raised their hands. I would just want to invite those down right now as we begin to worship. If you raised your hand, that you don't yet speak in tongues, come forward, please. Just come and stand across the front. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think there's some more. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you. The first thing I need to ask is this. Jesus said, you must be born again. We must understand first the new birth. If you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is very easy. But it is a commitment to make. The Word of God says this. If we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we will be saved.
Amen.
Amen. This doesn't just mean that you just believe in God, but it means that you are making a commitment to Christ to serve Him for the rest of your life and to receive His cleansing power and to be washed in His blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's all just pray this prayer together. Would you bow your heads? Father, I believe in you. I also believe in Jesus. That He died for my sins. Father, I receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, Lord Jesus.
Come into my life, Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me in your blood.
Wash me in your blood.
I receive that forgiveness.
I receive that forgiveness.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I confess now.
I confess now.
Myself a Christian.
Myself a Christian.
Born of the Spirit of God.
Born of the Spirit of
I receive your life.
I receive your life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So all of you have done that? Yes? Amen. All right. Could we come? Could you guys come and maybe could you play something soft for just a moment? We're just going to come over here, Pastor Jim and I. And our wives, please. Let me just share for just a moment, because sometimes it makes it easier. Okay, for the baptism. You're not receiving another spirit. The same spirit that came in at your salvation, He just wants to fill you up. Understanding this, that the Holy Spirit wants to take control in fullness. Jesus said this. This is kind of the fruit of this understanding, the fruit of this verse. If we ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, He won't give us anything else. So if we ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, that's exactly what we're going to get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.